For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court has been making the rounds on Capitol Hill. As Judge Brett Kavanaugh began meeting with senators, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called him a superb choice and, anticipating Democrats will want to know how Kavanaugh would rule in certain situations, he quoted Ruth Bader Ginsburg from her confirmation hearing.
A judge sworn to decide impartially can offer no forecast, no hints.
He said he plans a vote on the nomination this fall.
We've got a great nominee here that I think deserves bipartisan support.
Top Senate Democrat Charles Schumer says Kavanaugh is way out of the mainstream and that there's little doubt he'll move to undermine health care protections and women's reproductive rights.
He passed President Trump's litmus tests.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
All 12 boys and their soccer coach are safely out of the flooded cave in Thailand after 18 days. The leader of the rescue effort through an interpreter.
Today, the Thai people, Team Thailand, government agencies and the private sector, together with media and all the international support, no one thought we could make it, but we did.
BBC reporter Jonathan Head has been at the scene since the drama began.
I think stunned disbelief is a good way of describing it. Everybody remained optimistic. They'd hoped this would work out, but nobody has ever carried out a cave rescue like this before. It was extraordinarily complex. You know, trying to bring out 12 kids who'd never dived, some couldn't even swim.
He says people there are overjoyed at the results of the rescue, which did keep the nation captivated for 2.5 weeks.
On the streets, as the last ambulances came in, people came out in the streets and were applauding, and Thais are not usually that demonstrative.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Starbucks is getting rid of plastic straws. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
As restaurants are being urged to get rid of plastic straws and other plastic items because environmentalists say they never fully biodegrade and often end up in the ocean, the coffee house giant has announced it is going to phase out plastic straws at all of its locations by 2020, and it will eliminate more than a billion plastic straws a year in the process. To get rid of straws, Starbucks is getting away from the flat plastic lids it's long used on its drinks. Instead, it will use lids with a raised lid that people can drink from, lids that have been compared to an adult sippy cup. Now, Starbucks says it will still serve Frappuccino drinks with plastic lids, but they'll come with straws made of paper or plastic that can be composted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The International House of Pancakes is returning back to its original name after a brief stunt to promote a new item on the menu. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
For a brief moment, back in June, the restaurant calling itself IHOB with a B and getting lots of attention as the International House of Burgers. The stunt to promote its new line of hamburgers, so to celebrate the return of IHOP and the chain's 60th birthday, IHOP selling short stacks for 60 cents on July 17th. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.